Today, the forecast continues to promote a favorable environment for most of the U.S. Midwest. And of course, the headliner today is the heavy rain that occurred last night across the region from Nebraska into portions of west central Illinois. Rain totals of 1 to 3 inches occurred across a big part of this region. There were local totals that got over 5 inches in the Omaha area and around Lamoni, Iowa, and a few other areas that received more than 3 inches of rain. The precipitation has weakened quite a bit today and is moving through the eastern Midwest, and we will see rain totals there running anywhere from a half inch to an inch and a half as we go through the day today, and the precipitation will finally be exiting out of the region after that. Then the shift of attention will be to the southwestern Corn Belt, where portions of Kansas and Missouri will likely see repetitive rain and thunderstorm activity over a few days coming up here the rest of this week, and that will generate some 1 to 3 and local 4 and 5 inch amounts there as well. The heavy rain that occurred last night may have washed out a few fields, but it shouldn't have had a huge impact on the bottom line for most of the Midwest. Some replanting, though, will be necessary. There were also some reports of some large hail associated with the strong thunderstorms last night, a lot of lightning, a little bit of property damage also suspected. Well, the storms will be repeated, but only in the southwest corner of the region as we move through the next 2 to 3 days, and the precipitation that occurs there in Kansas and Missouri could be equally significant, and we'll need to watch that rather closely. All other areas across the Midwest will see a mix of rain and sunshine over the next 10 days, and the temperature bias will be mostly seasonable. Now, we will see a bit of cooling take place across the northern plains and portions of the upper Midwest as we go through the Thursday, Friday, Saturday time period. The temperatures on Friday and Saturday may only be limited to the upper 50s and 60s across the northwestern U.S. plains and a portion of the northwestern Corn Belt eventually, but those 50s will be mostly in the plains. We'll expect to see the cool weather at night to drop those lows down into the 40s rather deeply. Maybe some middle and upper 30s will occur across some areas in the far northwestern U.S. plains. But the heart of the Midwest is certainly not expected to see anything threatening as far as coolness is concerned. But we will see a little bit of a cool off with temperatures lowering into some upper 60 and 70 degree readings for a brief period during the weekend. The cool off is not likely to have much impact, and the bottom line is still going to be quite favorable for crops. In the second week of the two-week outlook, most of the Midwest should be experiencing somewhat warmer temperatures once again, although there will still be some precipitation coming and going across the region that will still interfere with some of the warm-up and keep the temperatures from getting exceptionally warm. And we do expect, though, the trend to be still favorable in that second week of the outlook, with everybody getting some rain at one time or another, but less intensive rain relative to that of this week. And in the U.S. Delta in the southeastern states, it still looks like a relatively good mix of rain and sunshine in those areas as well, although the lower parts of the Mississippi River Basin, mostly southern Mississippi and Louisiana, will probably see quite a bit of drying to take place across those areas. Late-season field work in the Midwest will likely advance around the precipitation, but there will obviously be more delay in this first week than there will be in the second week, and there will also be a favorable amount of moisture to continue to support aggressive crop development, even though there are a few areas that have had some drier topsoil conditions here recently. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.